Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. You know, today I want to talk about intentionality. I was having this conversation yesterday with a friend and thinking about the importance of being intentional. Like the importance of being intentional in our work relationships, the importance of being intentional in our lives, in our romantic relationships. Like intentionality is key. Intentionality is everything, because when we're intentional, we show others that we care. When we're intentional, we show others that we care. You see, when I think about this concept of love, right? Like the concept of what love looks like. And love is very broad. All of us have so many very different definitions and just different, you know, genres of love and what love can look like. But when I think about the concept of love, in order for you to love well, you need intentionality. Intentionality in your friendships, intentionality in your business relationships. Listen, I know the concept of love in business relationships and partnerships doesn't seem like it should fit there, but the reality is we are all human, longing for love, longing for people to see us and know us. That is the point of all of our existences, is that we would feel seen and loved and known, and then make others feel seen and loved and known. Intentionality helps us to see people. It helps us to know people. It helps us to love people well. And intentionality truly is a process. It's a process. It's a journey that we have to take in order to get better at. When I was talking to this friend, we began to have this conversation about really what it looks like to be intentional. We were very specifically talking about in our professional lives. So what it looks like to follow up with people, what it looks like to have consistent conversations with people, what it looks like to remember details about people that nobody else will remember. Intentionality is a process. You're not going to be good at this immediately. I know I'm not. I know I'm not great at it, even within my romantic relationships. If I'm being super honest, I'm better at being intentional in my relationships in business than I am in my romantic relationships and in my relationships to my family. And that's something I need to work on. That's an area of growth for myself. But what does it look like for you to be intentional, to journey in the process of intentionality, knowing that each and every day you can inch closer toward loving people well, seeing people, knowing people, and loving people well? Intentionality is a process. It takes time to master it. And frankly, I don't think we ever really master it, but we can get better at it. My hope and my prayer for my life, and maybe for yours as well, is that we would be people where other people say, man, they are so intentional. That's one of the most intentional people I've ever met, because they take the time to know things about me that other people don't know. They take the time to notice things about me that other people don't notice. They take the time to notice when I got my, you know, I got a new haircut. If we're talking about a romantic relationship, got a new haircut or got my nails done or whatever the situation may be. Like, they take the time to notice when these wonderful things have happened, when I've changed something in my life. They take the time to notice the important dates in my life. Intentionality is everything, but it's also a process that we journey toward. And intentionality actually requires something of us. And I think that's why it's so difficult for us to journey in this process, is because intentionality requires something of us. Intentionality requires our planning. It requires us to plan out our days, to be intentional. If you want to make sure that your clients get a happy birthday message from you, then it requires planning. For you to gather their birthdays, to collect their birthdays, store and organize their birthdays, and then set a system for yourself to remind you of when their birthday comes. If you're looking to, you know, make sure that your wife feels loved and cared for, your husband feels loved and cared for, like, you might have to plan a date night. And yes, that goes for both sides of the party. That means you might have to plan ahead. That means you might have to book the reservation at the dinner place. That means you might have to go ahead and buy the tickets to the show. That means you have to, in advance, book the babysitter. Intentionality requires something of you, and planning is first and foremost. But then intentionality also requires patience. You got to be patient with yourself, and you got to be patient with others. Sometimes your intentionality is not met with the love and the excitement and the enthusiasm that you expected it to be. So sometimes your intentionality, when you are intentional, people do not receive it in the way in which you expected it to be. That's okay. You have to be patient with them as they understand how to respond, you know, to intentionality, to love, to being seen, to being known. Because for a lot of people, this is new. This is a new concept. Being seen, being known, being loved, this is new for them. And then you have to be patient with yourself when you're not as intentional in the areas of your life that you would like to be. Intentionality requires patience, but then intentionality requires perspective. It requires you to have a perspective, someone else's perspective in mind. That you in your heart, you would care about how others see the world and what would mean the most to other people. In order for you to be the most intentional, it requires a shift of perspective, that you would not be so self-minded, but you would be others focused. You would literally consider others greater than yourself. And that would help you to be able to be intentional, to see people, to love people, to know people. Intentionality is core to our makeup and our function, because in my, you know, understanding of the world, the person who created us is the most intentional being of all time. Intentionality is core to who we are, because the God who created us is intentional. You know, the word says that he numbered the hairs on your head. Oh my gosh, how intentional is that? How meticulous is that? How look at the painstaking detail that, like, he knows that you don't know the number of hairs on your head. If you ain't got no hair, well, maybe you do, but you don't know the number of follicles on your head. You have no idea. Yet the one who created you does. That's how intentional he is. And if that's the intentionality that he created you with, and he placed who he is into you, then you have the capacity and the capability to be intentional today in your relationships, in your conversations, in your business ventures. You have the capacity to be intentional. So what does it look like for you today to do that? In a meeting, to take some extra time and say, hey, how can I help you? Hey, tell me about your life. Hey, how are your kids? How is your family? What does it look like for you in your conversations with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse to be like, hey, tell me something new about you that I didn't know before. Tell me something about your childhood. How can you be intentional in your conversations today, in every arena of your conversations, in every area of your life? Because intentionality is who you are. It's at the core of your being. All you have to do is exercise it. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.